Lady Tiffany Ma, and this is These Walls Are Thin. I hope you guys are having a lovely day. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm already telling y'all, I am not in a social mood. Normally, I am. No, I take it back. I'm never in a social mood. I'm gonna be straight up honest with you. When I'm in a social mood, for some reason, it's only because there are certain members of B2K that are in town, or Mario's in town, or, you know, Trey Songz was in town too one time. I
tell y'all, I don't deal with that energy. I don't like his energy, y'all. I ain't gonna sit here and be like, but only certain people in town make me social. And of course, you know, Papa is also one of them. Lord, Andrew Caldwell done posted this nasty looking picture of his dress and honey. It don't even look like he let it cook real good. Girl, stay away from the stove. Back away from the stove. It don't even like it's cooked well, sir. It's not brown enough. But I hope you guys are having a nice day. I know some of you guys are slaving over the stove. I know some of you guys are, what the hell just happened? How did Facebook and Instagram become a thing? Some of you guys are slaving over the stove. Some of you guys are sitting there not doing a goddamn thing. It all depends. But just know that if I accidentally send you a text message saying you can come over, that's a lie. You can't come over. You can't come over, baby. Sorry, okay? I'm warning you now. If the text message is for somebody that I know, I'm related to, that's a close family friend, and you know that I never invited you for Thanksgiving, I'm not starting. So, FYI, if you get a text message from me saying, yeah, you can come over and get you a plate, that's a lie. You can't come over and you can't get you a plate. Okay? This is be forewarned. You are being warm, madam and sir. Okay? Mister. You are being warned. Can I have a rant for a minute? I want to rant about Mia Thornton. She's on my shit list. I'm sorry. Mia Thornton is on my shit list. I'm sorry. Hey, girl. Why do people have to drag you? And that's the thing I kind of like about this generation. The one thing I like about Zers is that y'all assertive. So when somebody piss you off, you gonna drag them until they say sorry. Okay? That's just how y'all roll. I respect that. But you ain't gotta talk shit about their family. Even though I have a pretty strong feeling if she stayed on that show a little bit longer, we're gonna start side-eyeing her and her husband. Because some ain't right with her husband. I ain't gonna attack kids because I don't believe there's no cheering slander over here, okay, at These Walls Are Thin. I do not condone or do children slander unless they're king. Now I'll slam him. He's annoying. If your kid's over the age of 18, they can be slandered. But most of the time, I don't believe in slandering people's children. I don't believe in doing that. But y'all know we still had a remainder of the season with the Real Housewives of Potomac. And y'all know Mia is going to fall out with her friend Jacqueline that she brought on the show. What is up with women bringing their friends on the show and falling out with them all of a sudden?
Why y'all do that? Why women? Why we like that, women? We invite somebody to get a nice little check, and for some strange reason, they always fall with the person they brought on the show. For your FYI, something was off to me with Mia before she threw a drink in Wendy's face. Friend to somebody that was brought on the show too. I'm confused. I don't know the whole story, but usually they come on the show as a friend. Was Mia a Candace friend? I'm not quite sure, and I don't know. When Candace was dragging her for her, first and foremost, she should have left Mia alone about the whole thing with her mom. Mia can't help if her mom chose to do the wrong thing when she was a child. Mia can't help that. But if Mia was a scripper, I'm not judging strippers. That's a hard working job, a genuinely hard working job, because it's not easy. Because it was easy, I would be doing it. But it's not easy being a stripper. But yeah, I remember when Candace brought that up, that, you know, Mia was a stripper or a high class escort. I really believe there's some validation to that, because I'm gonna be straight up honest with you. Anybody that's a CEO of a business and you are in physical therapy, because that's what Mia is. That's what Mia has her business in, okay? Her business is in physical therapy. I feel like I'm too long on this Mia thing. But Mia is in physical therapy. I'm just trying to figure out, you in physical therapy, you already married to your sugar daddy, so you don't need to be trying to attract any football players. So what's the purpose of the collagen in the lips and the huge ass fake tits? And I'm a woman, I know a difference. A biological woman. Okay, honey? So I know the difference between the real and the fake. It's a certain way they lay. Okay? So, you sit up there. Why the collagen in the lips and the fake ass tits? Why is that? Then, on top of that, another thing that's suspicious. And you know what? Instead of doing a live, I might do a behind the curtain on Mia Thornton. Because, I mean, she's screaming a behind the curtain with her. She's screaming that. And then, on top of that, you know, also, she had this cancer scare. Thank you. this whole thing with her family making a decision saying that she's not mentally competent for running her business. So they took her franchises away from her. So apparently the business she's in, which is chiropractor, they probably did a thing where they took her businesses away from her because they saying that she's not mentally competent. That's what I'm getting from the whole situation. So I might do it behind the curtain on Mia. We're going to be talking about Mia. But today on my podcast, instead of talking about Mia, we're going to be talking about one of the Beatles' most infamous songs. No, it's not Helter Skelter. I know some of you guys have theories that Helter Skelter is behind the Manson murders. And I feel like some of you guys are just so low vibrational to where you just let anything convince you to do something. But we're not talking about Helter Skelter, even though we did talk about the Manson murders. I did watch, I was watching a series about haunted places. Why are we talking about open the window? It gets loud outside. But with Helter Skelter, there's controversy around that. But instead, I want to talk about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Everybody think that song is about LSD. Yes, everybody think that song is about LSD. But it's a very innocent song. You know, a lot of people will tell you, I'll be honest with you. Some people will even tell you that the album Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Band had a Illuminati theme. Yes, I said Illuminati. Illuminati. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, let's talk about this mess. Hold on. First and foremost. I already talked about Mia. So Chrisley is going to jail for 7 years. I do not envy people anymore. Shout out to all the hardworking people who do honest living. If you have a 9-to-5, stand up because you know where your money is coming from. If you own your own business and you pay taxes on your business, stand up. Because you doing what you gotta do. You legit. I'm gonna tell you this right now. And I already told you this when it came to reality TV with Mia Thornton. Nobody really has money like that. Because money goes and comes. You have it 1 minute. And then you have it next minute. You don't have it. Which I need to find a recording as to why you no longer have that type of money. Okay? A lot of y'all was like, well, Kanye West is a billionaire. And then like 5 seconds after he sat up there and just threatened the Jews, he is now a 400 millionaire. Which is still more than most of you guys have. But that's broke to him. He said it was broke. I was like, I want to be $400 million broke. I want to have $400 million. Let me be that kind of broke. Okay, girl. But these people on reality TV don't really have what they say they have. It's a lie. It's a lie. So shout out to the people who making an honest living, who got real life businesses that are legit. Because they out here robbing everybody, okay? Jen Shaw going to jail for stealing money from middle-aged people. Ain't she middle-aged, too? The bitch ain't younger than me. The Crisley going to jail for stealing money from folks. And they had people thinking that they were successful realtors. Houses have become $2 million in Atlanta until now. I'm just saying. Freaking Mia Thornton lost her own business, honey, to her family. Because they decided she was not mentally competent. Don't ever envy people who you think have something. Sheree was struggling before, and now Sheree has money. Sheree does have money now, though, okay? She is making money off of She by Sheree and also by Sheen. So, don't envy these fake-ass people on these reality shows. But I'm still to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I heard they fired Dorit. If you fired Dorit, I have nothing to look at. And Erica Jane can't dress the way she wants to anymore. Now she just tacky trailer trash. But if you fired Dorit, I have no reason to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because I love the way Dorit dress. Okay. I have not found my human Barbie doll on The Real Housewives of Atlanta yet. I would say Mia dressed nice, but she had too much collagen in her face for me. I thought Candace was decent. I like the natural hair look that Candace been doing lately. Who else? Wendy. I like the way Wendy dressed, but it's still kind of basic. And The Real Housewives of Atlanta and The Real Housewives of Potomac, I need y'all to step your fashion game up. You don't necessarily have to wear Balenciaga and Givenchy, but you need to look nice. I want you guys to look nice. Oh, yeah. I will say that Karen really stepped her game up. I really like that one shoulder with the glove number she had going, honey. I'm loving the glove looks. Sanella Diana, I know they fired you. Because you're weird. And word on the street, you doing Illuminati work. You doing the devil's work. But you had the best fashion. And I guess because, I don't know. And it's not because you're one of the richest ones. It's just you had one of the best fashions. Okay. But if y'all fired Dorit, I have nothing to look at during The Real Housewives. And she kind of fell off this season, but that's because she's going through PTSD. Because she got robbed, but you know, the police report said there was no gun involved, which side-eyed Dorit. But yeah, if you fired Dorit, I have nothing to look at. Even though Kyle is stepping up too, by the way. So today we're going to be talking about the controversy around Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. I was supposed to be going into the early 2000s. I don't know how I got all the way back here because I was trying to do a chronological order in the old song and new song. Oh yeah, no, my newest songs were first. Okay, that's what I did. The new songs were supposed to be first. The songs are more recent. No, we're not doing a WAP, but we will be talking about Lucille Bogan. But today we're talking about the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But before we get into the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, we have to hear from a word from our sponsor, my sponsor. Hi, y'all. I can't wait till I get a soundboard to make sound. And I got to find that the one with the lady saying the rent due, paper due, water due, baby shark to do to do. I need to find that. That's going to be one of them in Kim Kardashian's Get Your Fucking Ass Up and Work. I can't wait to record it on my soundboard. I am back. So, If it wasn't for my chorus teacher, Mr. Davis, I would not know anything about the Beatles. I heard about the Beatles. First of all, shout out to Cisco. I never knew that the beat for the thong song was Eleanor Rigby. I didn't know. When I first heard Eleanor Rigby, that was one of the songs we did for our spring play my senior year in high school. And the song was Eleanor Rigby. And I remember I heard the song. I was like, this sounds familiar. And then Vice did a documentary. And we're not talking about Eleanor Rigby. We're talking about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But we're going to talk about my history with the Beatles. Okay. So I did not know that Cisco sampled Eleanor Rigby. I just know we heard Eleanor Rigby. And first of all, one of my favorite Beatles songs, Eleanor Rigby. I used to know the words. I ain't been in high school in like 10 plus years. Don't ask how many. So I did not know the thong song sampled Eleanor Rigby. But I remember listening to Eleanor like, I like this. This sounds familiar though. And then I was watching Vice. This was during the lockdown when we thought everybody was going to die. And Cisco was talking with Vice, and basically he was saying that they took the beat to Eleanor Rigby and made the thong song. And it's so weird because Eleanor Rigby is such a depressing song, and the thong song is like a twerkalicious song. It's like, you know, you get for Ooh, That Dress So Scandalous from Eleanor Rigby. Girl, nothing is new under the sun. But I just thought that was lit. I was like, oh my God. Well, one of the songs I wanted to remake was Yesterday. I found out En Vogue did it. And of course, En Vogue did it better. Another song that I wanted to remake that somebody did a remake of, and now I don't want to do it because they did a better remake, is DeBarge, I Like It. And I don't know, I know y'all didn't like Amorian's version of I Like It, but I love Amorian's version of I Like It. I love it. It was lit. Y'all weren't paying attention to him back then, you know. But I like his version and how he did it. It wasn't so much. He still took the chorus of the song. He kept the, I like the way you touch your head. But he didn't do it exactly the same way. The verses were different. And my version of that, I'm not going to tell you the title of it, but I had my version of it. It was about a white boy I had a thing for in middle school. I like his version of that, though. You're going to realize people are sample every freaking DeBarge song. Y'all don't realize how lit the DeBarges are as well. Y'all don't realize how lit the Beatles are and how lit the DeBarges are. People are always sampling DeBarges. Okay? You don't know who DeBarge is? You have a Google. Look it up. But today we're talking about Beatles Yesterday. Not Beatles Yesterday. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Okay? There's word on the street is that Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is about LSD. Because this was at the time when they were doing psychology studies on students in colleges by shooting them up with LSD. That's what word on the street is. That's what the conspiracy theory is. Is it true or not? I'm not quite sure. That soup made me feel so much better, honey. Woo. I got me a tortilla chicken soup. I was cramping. I wasn't feeling good. I was calling on the Lord name. But that tortilla soup made my day. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. I want you guys to sit back and relax, get you some drinks and snacks. It's not that cool outside today, but I mean, you know, if you want to drink hot chocolate, you can, you know, but you might have to, you know, you might have to turn the heat off because it's a little warm. It's not that cold really, but it's going to drop back down at the end of the week. Get you some drinks and snacks. You can get a hot chocolate. You can get some tea. You can have, some wine if that's what it should be. We're talking about the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Y'all ready? We ready. Okay. We're going to talk about what people thought it was. So the first article is from Snopes. And then the second article that we're going to talk about is going to be American Songwriters. And you're going to realize it really has like a PG-13 feel to it. It's not, I don't know. Okay. So the first article is Snopes. And it says, is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds code for LSD? Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It says, John Lennon deliberately chose the song titled Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds because the initial letters of the key words for the acrostic is LSD. That would mean Lucy, Sky, and Diamonds. Now, I've never been on LSD, but what are the trips that you have when you want LSD? Do anybody have an answer for that? I don't trip. My brain always makes me trip, okay? Oh, we already starting off with the first line of this article because I'm going to break it down to you what I'm talking about, okay? So when the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band was released in 1967, a centerpiece track was the song that featured John Lennon's ethereal high-pitched voice singing drug-inspired lyrics, the accompaniment of a Celeste-like organ lead played by Paul McCartney. You remember when I was sitting up here and telling you there was conspiracy theories surrounding Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band? Okay. We're going to talk about that after this article. We're going to talk about this, and then when we go to the other article and after that article, I'm going to talk about Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band and the conspiracy theory behind that. Let's continue. It wasn't long, however, before listeners quickly discovered the hidden pun in the song title, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The initial letter of certain words spelled out the acrostic LSD. Although none of the Beatles publicly admit to taking LSD until 2 weeks after Sgt. Pepper, the public knew that the song's title was obviously more than mere coincidence. Funny story, also they have a song called Get By With A Little Help From My Friends, Get High With A Little Help From My Friends. Do you need anybody? That way. So you don't do LSD, but you like getting high with your friends. Mm-hmm. Did I read that part? It says, although none of the Beatles publicly admitted it. Okay, they said that the public knew that the song title was obviously more than mere coincidence. Okay, I said that. A song incorporating acid trip imagery. Girl, you're more educated in it. Released on an album featuring psychedelic designs at a time when LSD was very much in the news. Couldn't possibly have been given a title like that by accident. Everyone was in on the joke. I wasn't, because I wasn't born yet. John Lennon, while never denying that the song itself was inspired by the countless acid trip he had taken, quickly explained the title, in fact, had been mere coincidence. Oh, so you did do LSD. It was taken verbatim from the name John's 4-year-old son, Julian, had given to a drawing he made at school, shown below. I will have pictures of the pictures shown below. It looks like a hieroglyphic painting from the medieval time. It really does. Lennon himself had no idea that the title formed the abbreviation LSD until it was pointed out to him by someone else after the album was released. He didn't know. He was just writing a song. Okay. Needless to say, this explanation was not widely accepted. Nolan's response, as Schomburg wrote, didn't satisfy the wise ones of our generation. Oh no, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. They knew what he meant all along. Snicker, snicker. Other chronicles of Beatle history offers the same general statement of public disbelief. Schaffner, for example, says, clever people quickly detect the acrostic spelling out by Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and weren't about to be taken in by the Beatles' explanation that the title had been dreamed up by 4-year-old Julian Lennon for one of his paintings.
I thought y'all were going to fool them old people with WAP too, like they didn't know. crack me up.
Like, I know what WAP is. I'm the originator of it.
Philip Norman Beadle biography offered much the same reaction. Even greater was the scandal arising from the discovery that Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was a mnemonic for LSD. In vain did John explain that it was simply the same his son Julian had given to a picture drawn at school. Looking back at this matter nowadays, however, there is a little question, but that John's explanation was an accurate and honest one. He did not merely claim that the title was a coincidental invention of his own, but offered a specific external explanation of its origin. He provided this explanation at the time that the song was released. He maintained the same explanation for the rest of his life, and his explanation is corroborated by others. John quickly produced a typical Lennon mockery for benefits of those who doubted his story, as described by Schomburg, to accompaniment of a tinkly harpsichord. And narrator said, in a high, whiny, goody gumdrop voice, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. One day, month ago, Julian, son of Lennon, came home from school with a painting he just drew, a picture of a lady bursting with color. John Lennon said, what's that you got there, Junior? To which Junior replied, it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Daddy. Shut up, smack. Wah. What? Okay. Is this article on LSD? Examples of John's consistency are provided in some various interviews he did in subsequent years. For example, his interview with Rolling Stone magazine in 1970, in which he stated, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I swear to God, or I swear to Mao, or to anybody like you, like, I had no idea spelled LSD. He's being genuine, y'all. He's saying he had no idea that that's what it was about. The son named it, okay? And I'm pretty sure he had no clue what LSD was. Immediately after response, John was specifically asked about the song's title by the interviewer. When did you realize the LSD were the initials of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Only after I read it or somebody told me. I didn't even see it on the label. I didn't look at the initials. Because kids don't think like that, neither. They just say stuff. John told much the same story during his 1970 appearance on the Mike Douglas Show, and in September 1980, only a few months after his death, John was still offering the same story of title origin in an interview with Playboy magazine. My son Julian came in one day with a picture he painted about a school friend of his named Lucy. He has sketches some stars in the sky and colored Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Simple. Besides John's consistency in offering the same explanation over the years, his credibility is enhanced by his reputation for candidness and honesty, and the fact that his story is entirely in kept with the material he typically used as inspiration for a song at the time. These points are best highlighted with excerpts from the writing of other Beatles book, Arthur. Do we really want to hear what they got to say? Okay, I think it's clear. We ain't got to go around in circles. If the songwriter says that it was a picture his son did, okay, it was called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I'm taking that word, okay? I'm not arguing with John Lennon. So I have to tell you what the song means. So I picked that article for no reason. So I'm going to end this podcast off with a conspiracy theory. And I'm going to do that more often. Okay? And y'all get to choose if it's real or not. And I call it a theory because we don't know. So, and this has to do with Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band album, period. Okay? So, the conspiracy theory is that Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band was an album that was dedicated to Aleister Crowley. If you don't know who Aleister Crowley is, you have a computer. Look it up. Everybody has Google Chrome, Safari, whatever you have it. Bing, Yahoo, MSN. We have it. All right. Aleister Crowley is what people would say is the founder for the Illuminati. He's not the founder of Illuminati, y'all. But Aleister Crowley is known for having esoteric viewings, and he is known for being a leader of an occult. Okay? So they're saying that Sergeant Pepper is Aleister Crowley, okay? Y'all know those sergeant jackets that they were wearing on the cover of the album? I will post that on my Insta. It's going to be Lady_Tiffany on Insta. And they were all wearing these colorful uniform jackets. They're saying the album is dedicated to Aleister Crowley. He is Sergeant Pepper. And then the song, Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Heart Club Band, it was 41 years ago today. 41 years ago from them making that album, Aleister Crowley was doing his thing. Whichever that is. Sergeant Pepper is a very eclectic album, by the way. We had a whole play dedicated to Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Heart Club Band. With that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. This is Lady Tiffany Mind. This is These Walls Are Thin. What you do in the dark will come to light. John Lennon had said it 4,000 times in 63.7 seconds. The song is about his son's picture with the little girl that was in the sky with diamonds named Lucy. It's not about LSD. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. And I did say what you do in the dark do come to light. I don't know how many times that he can say that the song is not about LSD. Maybe you were tripping, but he wasn't. Even though he said he's been tripping before, he was not. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. What are we talking about next? I ain't talking about nothing tomorrow because I'm be eating sandwiches. I'm going to be eating, okay? We're going to have some... all I know is that we're going to have is food, okay? That's all I can say. That's all I'm going to say, okay? But when I come back on here, the next podcast will be about Eminem Stan. Now, I totally went wrong with the that. So, we're going to be talking about Eminem Stan. Am I going to talk about my weird running with a B2K stands, Amorian stands? No, I'm tired of talking about them. And then we're going to end the month off with Puff the Magic Dragon. Magic Dragon smacking bitches up. And y'all, we got to end the month off with Lucille Bogan. Miss Lucille, you nasty girl. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I am so outy. You have a happy Thanksgiving. And just in case I forget to tell you guys, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is not my last podcast. My last podcast is going to be like before Christmas. Like a week before Christmas. But I need my week for Christmas, even though I get a whole freaking month. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I am so outy.